USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is raising interest rates once again in a bid to fight inflation. The increase is 0.75 percentage point. The Fed has steadily hiked rates this year as inflation reached a record high earlier this year. North Korea fired more than 20 missiles on Wednesday, one of which landed near South Korea. Speaking to reporters on Wednesday, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the missiles did not pose a threat to U.S. personnel or territory.
We, of course, condemn these missile launches and the DPRK's reckless decision to fire a missile below the de facto maritime boundary with the Republic of Korea.
Inflation is top of mind ahead of next week's midterm election. That's according to a new Quinnipiac poll. Slightly more than half of voters say they're motivated to vote in this year's midterm election, but there's more enthusiasm among Republicans compared to Democrats and independents. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick tells Fox Business inflation is on the minds of voters that she talks to.
It's economics 101, and most of these suburban women are college educated. They can draw the correlation between overregulation, overspending in Washington, and a hyperactive administration that wants to meddle in every aspect.
American Airlines Pilots Union is rejecting a proposal for a new contract. The Allied Pilots Association said the board voted against the deal, which calls for 12% raises for pilots on the date of signing. This comes right after United Airlines pilots turned down a similar deal Tuesday with even larger raises. President Biden is set to deliver a speech sponsored by the Democratic National Committee from Washington, D.C. at 7 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
On Wednesday, Space Force Lieutenant General Bradley Saltzman assumes the position of Chief of Space Operations during a Space Force transition ceremony. Speaking at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, says the Space Force should be the most capable such branch in the world.
It's to make sure that we are the dominant power. We are the power that has the most capable Space Force in order to do a single thing. And that is to prevent great power war.
Pro-abortion protesters opposed to the Supreme Court ruling earlier this year are calling on women to vote. 3 protesters briefly interrupted oral arguments during a Supreme Court argument to criticize the High Court's ruling, striking down Roe v. Wade. A new report is out detailing some of the top places to retire.
U.S. News and World Report has named the best places to retire in 2022. Topping the list, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, due to its healthcare for seniors, low taxes for retirees, and the overall happiness of current residents. Call it an Amish paradise. Pennsylvania has the most cities on the list. Also of note are Toledo, Ohio, and New York City.
From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.